Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 6th of March at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. I can't wait for you to join me and to hear your own paranormal experiences. You can find tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Welcome back to Loose Lips with myself, Robin Richford, and of course the wonderful Sophie Brown. Oh, I'm in sync then. I like that. Now, if you haven't joined us here on Loose Lips, this is basically where we get into all the nitty-gritty, all the things that you chat about in your late 20s, early 30s, when you're trying to figure out life. And that is exactly what me and Sophie do. We try and figure it out alongside you. And of course, every week we have an interesting dilemma as well, don't we, Sophie?
We do, yeah. And I'm not outing Robin here, but I feel like this is very relatable. She's currently recording from her bed, but it's because she's packing. I feel like everyone does this. Like the moments before you go away, your clothes and everything you're packing, your bedroom's taken over. There's just, it's calm.
So you weren't going to call me out, but you called me out.
Well,
love it.
I mean, there we go. No, but it's so true though. Like I remember like when I got on holiday last summer, I'm not organized though at all. So there's no planning. I want to be that girl. Like when I went to Dubai, I took pictures of all the outfits, but I just took about 70 outfits. So it was kind of pointless.
Right. Okay. I see what you mean. It's like, yeah. I know what you mean. I want to be that person. And to be honest, actually, I went away to Ibiza end of last year. I was that girl.
Wow.
For the first time ever. Yeah. And actually, it's such a dream. When you like to the point where like Ibiza is a bit different, I think, because you know exactly what you're going to do pretty much because you book a lot of it in advance. To the point where I was like, I'm wearing that to Ushuaia, I'm wearing that to this, I'm wearing that, like, literally. And oh, it's a dream. When you're on holiday, you're like, that's it, that's what I'm wearing. The problem I've got is past me was a pain in the ass and basically did that whole classic, I'm putting everything on Vinted, but I actually did it.
Now you sold a lot of the stuff that you would maybe.
I don't have any summer clothes off. Yeah. And it's out of season. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, what am I actually going to do?
Easily done. I need to get on like the Vinted hype. I'm going to do that.
I don't recommend it in this moment in time. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I should have held on to my clothes.
Well, it's funny because when we went to Dubai, my friend said the same thing. I was like, mate, you have loads of outfits. She was like, Sophie, I've sold them all.
That's literally me. Vinted gets so addictive. You go, nah, I'll just sell it. Yeah. And honestly, you're selling it for like a quarter of what you bought it for. Oh, yeah. It is not like a financially savvy way, really, unless you don't need the items again. And in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to buy all fresh stuff next time I go on holiday. That's fine. But I'm going to a hot destination in February. And can I find for the life of me anything? Nothing. Like, nothing. And I'm like, and also as well, the ones I can find, like, you know, the ones that maybe always have like bikini companies, or you know, like always have summer bits, they tend to be like a bit more independent, in which case it's like 10 days delivery and I am just not organized.
I think that's part of the issue. Like me before Dubai, I was just so busy and I thought, oh, it'll be fine. But then a lot of these sites now, because I try to buy on kind of different sites instead of like the ones that are just like the next day delivery and the fast fashion and stuff, but they have a longer.
Yeah.
It, and it's like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah, it actually forces you to do the fast fashion.
Yes, because
so frustrating.
Like, yeah, and I know I can go on ASOS and get something next day, but like, you know, because there's like a couple of Australian brands and stuff that I really like. And I forget, they don't take that long. It's not even that long. It's just because when I'm in fucking, you know, panic holiday mode, it's probably 3 days before that I've started even thinking about it.
No, I know. A lot of them I thought were a bit longer than they should be. Like some of them were like 10 days and I was about like 10 working days. So that's like 2 weeks. And I was like, I mean, I'm probably just the typical millennial that like wants everything instantly. But that does feel quite a lot. Like, I'm not someone that's planning my outfits a month in advance. Like, I'm just not. But I should be because I have panic. I've panic ran around to my friends on Saturday night and was like, oh my God, do you have any clothes that I can borrow?
Yeah.
She gave me a few bits, which was really helpful. So yeah, that's why it's an actual bomb site. But I just feel like Thailand's not my usual destination. So I feel like it's hard to dress for.
I bet you're going to wear the same little dress or the same shorts and the top the whole time. That's what I'd do in a place like that.
Well, see, this is what I was saying. Is it a bit, am I just going a bit over the top? Is
I think
quite...
so. I think for Thailand, I think it would literally be like the same. I would wear the same thing all the time. I do on holiday a lot anyway. You end up wearing like the same thing to breakfast or whatever. But I think especially in Thailand, somewhere like that, like, yeah, okay, Ibiza, Dubai, and you have to plan outfits. You want to look nice, but I just mean, I don't know. It's hard.
I know what you mean. I'm finding it harder actually because I've got like a perfect example. I've got like a little tailored waistcoat. Waistcoat, ooh. Yeah, doesn't have arms. So like a little tailored waistcoat and like a little skirt. And I'm like, I would wear that out on a night like, normally on holiday, but I'm like, it's just a bit formal for Thailand. Do you know, like, I should just be one with the earth, you know, in my elephant pants and stuff.
Yeah, this is the thing. I feel like after a couple of days, you'll be like, I don't want to wear that stuff anymore. Or you just won't be as bothered and you'll be like, I just want to be comfy, cash. I think you'll get a vibe for it, but it's not until you're there. But I bet I just overpack. Fuck it. It's better to have too much, isn't it?
Yeah, I would do that if I physically had the clothes.
Yeah, good point. Oh, dear. Okay, well, no, minimalism. We're going minimalistic.
We're going one skirt.
Yeah.
We're going one bikini. Oh. It's the bikinis that I've really messed up on because I threw them all out.
I mean, I wear the same one again all the time. I don't have a bikini for, like, different... I have, like, a couple that I like on me and then that's what I stick with.
Yeah, I just don't... Honestly, I am shaped like a... I think I've said it before, like a 14-year-old boy. And because of that, like bikinis, honestly, I just don't look good in a bikini. Like right. I just don't.
Yeah.
So it's just not the one. Anyway, it brings it on very swiftly and very nicely onto our topic this week. Because we're talking about abroad weddings and that's where I'm going. I'm going to Thailand for an abroad wedding.
Yeah.
Well, not just abroad weddings, abroad events like in the social calendar. It's such a thing now, and it's really funny because I don't know if your mum's the same, Soph, but when I talked to my mum about it, she's like, it just wasn't like this when I was young. Like, people just didn't go on a, like, one weekend do and, like, have a destination wedding and then also have a 30th abroad and, like,
she
was like, it just wasn't what we did.
No, the exact same, and it must be a generational thing, but it's also, like, I feel like my mum is a bit like, well, that's a lot to ask of people.
Yeah, my mum's like that as well, to be honest.
Like,
she's
on that side. And because I've said before, I do feel a bit like that. I think it's dependent on the scenario. And ultimately, it's up to you if you go. And I'm sure, you know, and that's fine. And most of the time people say that. They're like, look, well, you know, it's going to cost you quite a lot. I understand if you can't come. But obviously, there's social pressures and stuff. And if it's like, you know, your fucking best friend's wedding or birthday, you're not going to be like, oh, no, I'm just not going to come. And it's just like the memories and stuff. Like, I feel like, you know, you're missing out on quite a big trip, big moments and stuff with your friends, but it is a lot of money. Like, I don't know, I've always kind of said, and as I get older I'm like, it's looking further and further away, but like, say I wanted to do an abroad wedding or I wanted to do like an abroad 30th or something like that, I'd hope to try and maybe pay for the accommodation or something.
I know what you mean, like try and the trouble is now though, everything is so expensive anyway. You're paying like 60 grand for an abroad wedding that you wouldn't, that would have cost you 20 before. And then, do you know what I mean? It's just like, it is a bit of a minefield, to be honest, because like you say, you got the social pressures of it as well. But I think this one's a good example actually, because it's far, right? So Thailand is, it's far. You know what I mean? It's not a weekend in Spain. And I think what's hard about it, actually, from someone like me, it's actually because you're taking a week off your work.
Yes.
So it's not just the cost of the holiday, but you're also taking a week away.
Yeah.
Which I guess, you know, normal in terms of your schedule. If you've got like a normal, say, contract, like a salary job, whatever, you can just keep your holidays for that. But then there is also that. What do you do when there's like three of your good friends getting married in the same year and they all want to go abroad, and it's like, am I going to use all my holidays to just go to other people's things?
Yeah, and then I think this is probably sounds harsh, but then I'd be like, that's not fair. I want some of my holiday to do, you know, to go on the things that I want to do. Like, it is, I've got friends. I mean, I'm not really in that camp just yet. Like, my friends are engaged. I've got my first abroad wedding this year, actually.
Nice.
And
whereabouts
then
is it?
It's in Catalonia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we've got a really nice, because it's funny, like I even before that, I think it's just my mindset was a bit like, this is quite a lot to ask and it's going to be quite expensive and stuff. But then obviously it is up to me if I go or not. And I'm really excited about it now. Not that I never was, but like, I think it's just, I don't know, I have probably a similar-ish mindset, like my mum and whatever, mm-hmm. like that I'm a bit like, but I don't know, we did a hen do in Ireland last year for St. Patrick's Day, which was super fun.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, we went to Galway. But I just feel like, obviously you have got on a plane and you have gone away, but it ends up costing the same amount as if you did do like a period of time abroad, I feel like. You
yeah,
spend
well, that's
a lot.
It.
A lot.
Yeah. I swear, like, we went to a Hindu in Bath years ago, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was the same as like some of the Hindus, that have been on the air abroad. So it's actually crazy.
It is. Like, this is the thing. I feel like I don't know, when I hopefully get to plan it and have a hen do or whatever, or even like my 30th, I've got 2 years till that. And I'm like, I don't know. I just want to plan it in the way that, well, not that it's, I don't know. I want to go to Vegas for my 30th. So it's like,
oh my God. Yes. Oh, that's going to be amazing.
But I'm like, the thing with that is, it's because obviously this is the same with anyone. You turn 30 at the same time as all your school friends, and depending how
that's the problem we had.
We've got like 7 30ths that are going to be or more, you know, in the same year. Now we already texted the group chat. Basically, my friend texted and was like, "Well, instead of us doing anything for individual ones, let's just go away together." And everyone was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Wait a minute, people might want to go away for them though." And then we're now organising a secondary one. And then my friend was like, no, I just meant that one with that group. And I was like, but what if they want to come? It's confusing, isn't it? It's hard, you know, it's hard to plan. There's no real, it's kind of like who wants to do it, but.
No, I think it is. I think it is a tricky one, actually, because like you say, everyone's turning 30 at the same time. And one of my good friends turned 30 2 weeks after me. But because she was so organized, she like got her trip and we went to Ibiza for hers. So she was so organized that she'd done it like the year before. Obviously I'm not that organized. And I did a party. I was like, oh, I'm going to have a party instead. And then my other friend who's actually a year younger than me was like, no, we have to go away. It's your 30th. Like, let's go away. And I was like, oh, okay, fuck it, let's just go away. So because of that, I was kind of like a bit more last minute in terms of like maybe 3 or 4 months before or whatever. Not last minute in my world, but I am aware that like a little last minute, especially now I've got a job where I have to ask for holiday. Yeah. I understand. It's completely different now. Whereas before I was really like, 3 or 4 months, that's nothing. But I kind of, I'm a bit more understanding of it now. Like I'm like, oh, you actually have to, you know, plan it in advance and stuff. But we had a bit of a thing because we, like, I wanted to go to a destination that I really wanted to go to. So I really wanted to go to Mykonos. And it is an expensive, you know, place.
Yeah.
It's expensive. It just is what it is. And so I was in this kind of moral dilemma where you go, like, do you go somewhere you don't particularly necessarily want to go because then everyone can come? Or do you just go and you just accept that not everyone can come?
Yeah.
And so we ended up going for the second option where I was like, do you know what? I would really love to go, but I am completely understanding that not everyone can come. And I understand that. But I also didn't feel like I was really missing much in the sense because I had the party anyway. So I felt like I don't know, I guess it's maybe like doing an abroad wedding and then a party at home. It's a similar thing, although
I think I would do that, to be fair. Like, let's say I did do Vegas. It's not likely many people can come to that. And even if I ended up going with two of my gal pals that could go, I'd then probably plan, yeah, like a big 30th back home with everyone.
Yeah, and also something I find quite oh my God, I lost my words. Something that I find that might be a little controversial, I find people are more understanding, let's say, and a little bit more accommodating when it's a hen do than they are with a 30th. And that bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, because realistically, you've got the wedding, which is the main event. Your 30th only comes around once
in a lifetime. Yeah. And I also don't really like it in the fact that I'm like, why is it that we're only celebrating if someone decides to get married? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, surely that's just a celebration's a celebration. And if it means a lot to your friend, then I feel like they're equal weighting. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know. I think, yeah. And like, you know, me personally, I'm single. I'm not getting married anytime soon. Like, you know, I don't have a boyfriend or anything. So it's like just not on, you know, my current radar. So like for me, what's important to me is like my 30th or like, I don't know, like, and you know, I've obviously friends' weddings, that's amazing. But it is, I think you're right. Like it does. And it really takes over as well, because I feel like as soon as someone's getting, we've spoken about this before, but as soon as someone's getting married, so many girls, it's just their whole personality. It's all they talk about. It's all that's going on. And it's like, fuck me, I've heard about this about 70 million times. You know, I don't know. And I'm just...
And it's hard, isn't it? Because you just know it's such a big thing in their life and you appreciate
that. Yeah, yeah.
I also do think that, like, what about our friends that, like, are getting brilliant new jobs or, like, you know, they've got a house all by themselves? Like, it's such an achievement. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's this weird thing around, like, weddings and an expectation that, like, that should be a higher priority than, you know what I mean, everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was, like a perfect example, one of my friends that we did go abroad for her 30th, one of her friends said, I mean, don't get me wrong, if it was your hen do or anything like that, like 100% would be there. And I'm a bit like,
whoa.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, that's just not, I don't know. I think everyone's different, isn't it? But I also do appreciate that not every, like some people actually just cannot do it. Like, you know, like where you go, oh, they could put, you know, it's about priorities and things like that. No, some people just genuinely just cannot do it. Because you don't have the money.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that. But it's really hard, isn't it? Because you also then want to mark these big occasions. Like, I imagine if you want an abroad wedding and you're like, I want to get married in the sun. Like, and I just do, you know?
Yeah. And that's, you know, exactly. And that's it. And like the one that I'm going to in September, you know, it's one of my really close school friends. And, you know, the girls have got a villa together and it is going to be amazing. And she's not having that many people, you know, like even so, like family members, not all of them are going.
Yeah.
But I it's like when people say, oh, you know, I'm doing this abroad wedding, like, but you can make it into your own holiday. But like, they're probably getting married in some random fucking on a mountain. Do you know what I mean though? Like, oh, so we can, oh, but you need to hire a car and you need to do this. Like, don't just say you can make it into a holiday. I think that's where I get a little bit like,
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm definitely turning Thailand into a holiday.
Oh, God,
But you're right, I would, like, a perfect example, it's like, we're going over, like, a school holiday. It's like, if I was going, I don't need to go over a school holiday.
Yeah,
it would probably cost me half the money, because I wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But then I do also just think there is something that is quite nice about almost, as you get older, people tend to go away with partners and then they start to have families and things like that. There's something quite nice about almost like forcing you to go on holiday with your friends. Like, forcing you, but there is something nice about that. Like, certainly friends that maybe actually wouldn't do it, they would just go away with their partner perhaps or their family. So there's something quite nice about almost like bringing everyone together in that way.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I like September. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, you know, gosh, she's getting married in the sun. We're going to have all our like, nice, I don't know, outfits and everything, get ready together. Like, we've got, it's just going to be really nice. But what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought again then.
That's all right.
But again, it's like, I feel like people are, more likely to do that than, because I'm single, I don't have like a boyfriend to go on a holiday with. So that's just out of the question. So then it's like, a lot, like when we start talking about 30s, people are like, oh, well, I might be going away with my partner or whatever. And I'm like, I get that. But, you know, what yeah. do a girl's thing?
I know. I'm such a girl's holiday girl, though. So I really, like, I really, like, value that time. Like, I was going away for my 30th and I was like, no, the boys are not coming. Like, I was like, no, it's not happening.
Robin, did you turn 30 last year then?
Yeah, girls and gays only.
Yeah, because I don't know why. I was like, is your 30th this year or was it last year? No. But I don't think you made that much of a song and dance about it.
No, I know. I tend not to. I'm a bit weird.
No, I mean, good for you. But I was like trying to work it out because I don't think I ever knew how old you were.
Yeah. I was going to say it's the Botox. It's not. But now that I've turned 30, I think I might need Botox. But yeah, that's a conversation for another day. I do look younger, though, I think, or I'm told that I do. But I also think that that's because that people have in their head what they think a 30-year-old should look like.
True.
They're like, you're so old. And you're like, no, it's just 1 year older than 29.
Yeah. And the older we get, the more, this is what I mean. Everyone I meet, I think, is pretty much around my age. But to be honest, they range from like, you know, 26 to 34 and the kind of a similar bracket. Like, it's not really, you know.
That. You just don't think about it, do you?
No. But now we're having this conversation, I'm thinking, I feel like I need to text everyone 2 years early. My 28th is tomorrow. And I'm being like, right, I'm going to Vegas. So if anybody wants to come, that's what's happening. Start saving now. I'm like, I need to get in there before everyone else starts.
No, really, you actually do. No, seriously, that was one of my biggest regrets. I'm not joking. I didn't get in early at all. And I was kind of lucky because I'm in a Scottish school system, obviously, and I went to uni in England and their school system's different.
Ah.
Which then meant that the year I was in uni, actually, I was like almost like a year above everyone else.
Right. Okay.
And calendar year, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So for instance, like the Scottish schools go from February to February or March to March, whatever. But so for instance, so the school year I ended up in uni was essentially like the year below.
Yes. Okay.
So I got really lucky. So a lot of my best friends, they were the year after. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
So that was quite lucky because otherwise it would have been my school friends and all my uni friends and everyone doing it all at the same time.
It's too much. Like now I'm in Manchester, my friends vary in ages. So we're like all different and a lot of them have already had their 30th and stuff, but it's like going back home every single one of my friends is going to be the same year, but it is what it is. Like, I think it's one of those, I think it's just like disappointing or whatever, or frustrating when it's like, you do want to do something, but then everybody else is either like, I don't know, it's difficult to prioritize.
And it is. It's just priorities, isn't it? And also as well, like, I think what people kind of forget when they're kind of looking at it on a spreadsheet, you know, 6 months ahead before anyone's, you know, kind of been, is like, these are actually memories that you're never going to get back. Like this time, you will actually never get it back. Like, so if you can in any way prioritize so that you are able to go, like, I've always been in that camp. I've always gone because I'm a bit of an ad hoc kind of gal. But I do get it now. So for instance, like now that we're buying the house and stuff, I'm a bit more like cautious because I'm just a bit more like, oh, priorities. And you know, like you're just a bit more aware, I guess.
Yeah.
But then I also go, like for instance, Thailand, I'm like, when am I going to be this age, like so youthful and be in Thailand with all of my friends? Do you know what I mean?
No. God, no, exactly. I think I have a bit of an attitude about it and I'm like, oh, you know, they want us to spend this money or whatever. And I always fucking go.
You're one of those.
I have to go through that process. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, oh, fuck it.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me.
We've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And Let's Get Real About Parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Whereas I'm like the proper Wally that's like, sure, I'll be there, hasn't looked at any details, hasn't looked at anything. That's me. I'm that one.
I'm just a bit, yeah, I think I can be a bit of a bitch about it and then be like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I bet you're the maid of honor's worst nightmare. Are you one of those?
What do you mean? Like,
you know, there's always a maid of honor, isn't there? Just like, she's got a spreadsheet. She's got, sorry, what, did you hear that?
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry, someone was trying to FaceTime me.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
it. Oh, you didn't hear that?
I thought you meant your voice. I was like, yes, I can still hear you, Robin.
Yeah, I can still hear you, Robin. You're still here, babes. But I mean, like, you've got the maid of honour that's just, like, so extra, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's so hard. Like, so I've been maid of honour, and it's actually so difficult to ask people for money.
Yeah.
Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to, like, create this amazing memory for your best friend who you naturally are feeling biased towards because they're your best friend. So you naturally are a bit more freer with, like, both your money and your time and your energy because it's your best friend. So there's, like, less questions asked, you know? But then you're also aware that she's not everyone else's best friend. So you have this weird thing where you've got to be like, I want to make it everything that I want. I know she'll absolutely love, but also, like, how do you ask people for the money? And then there's always someone that's like, can we do it? But, like, half arse it, you know? And you're like, no.
Yeah, no. I'm never, no, right. I'm never, it's only at the beginning where I'm like, am I going or not? And I'm always paying on time and everything. I'm such an organizer. So usually I'm the one having to ask people to pay the money, or I do all the bookings and everything. It's always me.
Is it? You're that friend?
Yeah, maybe that's why when it's not me, I'm a bit like, oh, I'm not sure about this.
yeah, maybe it's lack of control, Soph.
I know, I am a bit of a control freak. By the way, I forgot about this. I got a tattoo.
Oh my God, you got a tattoo?
On my hand.
What is that?
It was off the cuff. It's the letter B. It's really nice to send you a picture. It's B for Brown.
Oh, that's cute. Why did you get a tattoo?
I went to an event and they had tattoo artists and you're
shut.
And it was supposed to just be consultations. And I was like, wait, can I just get one now? And she did it on the spot. So now I have a hand tattoo.
Shut up.
I like it though, but it was so, you know, last minute. I did think about wanting this last summer though. It's not completely random, but Adrian got literally like one on the spot as well. And his was just his birthday, completely random.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know why that's given me the fear. I don't know why. Yeah.
Would you do anything like that?
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God,
that stressed me out. I mean, it looks lovely, but that is, I don't know why. Considering I'm quite a spontaneous person, yeah. I don't know why that tattoo.
I'm weirdly spontaneous though. Like some things I won't, but then other things, like I'm fully aware that's permanent. But I'm
really, are you though?
I'm not asked. No, I'm not asked though. Like it's so weird. Like I just, but I really like it. As in, I'm just like,
I like it too, to be fair. I actually do.
Very cute. Yeah. It looks a bit, you can't really see it there, but she's done it very well. And like, I just think it's cute, but I don't know. That is a bit of a wild thing to just do. But then
I think it's wild, the placement of it, because people that have tattoos, they go everywhere except their hands and face.
I know.
And so it's like, hand please.
I would get a face tattoo, I think.
No, you so fake, Brian.
I actually think that they're
absolutely they're not. No way. Right? I'm not There's
going
no
to.
Way.
I like them though. I'm not going to. But I don't know.
Shut up.
I don't think people expect that from me either. Like I think a lot of people, I don't know.
No, I absolutely do not expect that from you, to get a face tattoo. What would you get?
Like a word under my eye, I think.
Loose lips.
Oh my god, imagine. Imagine. We get a loose lips tattoo. Oh my god, if we do a live show or something.
Should we do like an LL?
Yeah.
Doing, I'll die. Imagine.
Tempting that.
Our little lips.
Maybe we should set either do if we do like a tour or a live show, or if we set like a target for something, then maybe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you might need to help us, guys, get to however many subscribers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, right. Yeah, that's our task for next week then. Shall we?
I think we should. Have you got any tattoos?
No.
The fear.
That's why it gave me a fear. That's why it gave me the fear when you were like, I was just at an event, I just had a tattoo. I was like, whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I am weird like that though. I am. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Spontaneous.
I don't even remember what we're talking about because that's totally throwing me.
I know, I'm really sorry. Do you know what happened? I moved my arm and I saw it and I thought, oh my god, I've not told you like that I got it. So I thought,
I actually think it's really rude that you didn't tell me because that's just not how we roll. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't seen you. I haven't spoken to you since. It was only Thursday.
Okay, fine.
So you know,
only been a few days.
And I haven't like posted it or anything yet because I was going to maybe do it when it's healed. But I'm also not like going to be like, oh.
A hard launch of the tat.
My new tat. It was fun. Oh, what happened was as well, this is probably not good tattoo protocol. No one do this, but we drank loads afterwards. And apparently that's not, you shouldn't do that. It makes you even drunk or something because you've got, I don't know. But I was the most drunk I've been in years and years and years on Thursday
really?
Night. Yep.
I wonder why that is. Is it something in your blood? Because it's gone in.
Well, that's what maybe. My friend was like, you drank loads after it. She was like, no wonder you were, because I was like, oh my God, me and Adrian were so drunk. Like the drunkest we've both been for ages, you know, like.
Yeah.
And we were drinking, but like, maybe that's why. I'm going to blame it on that because some bad things, not bad things happened that night, but some stupid things. So.
She's got the receipts and she's like, why, what can I do to blame on the tat? The tat's getting the blame. I love it.
Oh yeah. That's
so funny. That's brilliant though. And there she's going to be in her broad wedding with a little bee tattoo for all the world to see.
See, I'd probably if any of the girls are up for it on this, you know, in Kefalonia, I'd probably be like, let's get matching tattoos. Oh, why not? Fuck it.
Oh my God, she's in a fuck it mood and I like it.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I think I'm going to get married abroad.
Are you?
I think so.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. Obviously, but like what, in Ibiza or somewhere else?
Why am I so predictable? It's so embarrassing.
It's not, but I mean, if there was anywhere, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking there. Although, do you know where I actually, I'm so embarrassing. Where I also really fancied? Croatia.
Ooh, okay.
But again, the reason I wouldn't, or I'm thinking not Croatia is because like, you'd have to fly to Split and then get like another ferry or flight to an island and it's a bit much for everyone. But it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's also a place that I'm like, probably the exact opposite from what you're thinking. I was like, it's a place that probably no one's been on holiday. And you're like, yeah, because no one fucking wants to go.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh. I think I'll just sit out, to be honest.
Really? You're going to move up?
This is what I mean. I make really like just weird decisions. Not weird decisions sometimes, but like I just am like, I already kind of had a wedding. So I'm like, That yes. was, yeah. And like, I know it's not the same, but it is bloody close. And I'm like, seeing all my friends and stuff and like the amount of money and the stress and all of that, like it takes a toll. And it's like, I just don't want to, it's a lot of money to spend on something when you could spend that on other stuff.
No, I know what you mean. Like an investment or something.
And it's quite fun. Like I would go get mine in Vegas or something. I so would.
Yeah, but I feel like my mother would kill me.
Do you think? See, I don't think I'm lucky though. My parents are quite like laid back. I think maybe they would be a bit, but I would then do something in the UK, I think. Just a little thing. A little thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's my whole thing about the whole like abroad hen do's, weddings and 30ths and, you know, cat's birthdays that you go to. It's like, you go to do that and then they go, oh, I'm going to have a party in the UK too. And you're like, oh, okay, I've just booked my flights.
Yeah, oh, so I could have. No, I know. I know.
On that note, though, I'm very excited to be in the sun drinking pina coladas, thinking I'm never going to be this young again.
Good. I like that. I like that Thailand. Mindset of just.
Yeah, I'm just like, one day I'm going to be at home with like, three kids running around stinking of poo or whatever they might be stinking of. Do you know what I mean? Like, may as well. And even if you have kids already, it's like, if that's your day-to-day right now, it's like you deserve it more than anyone to have a break.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's society teaches us that we've got, like, we have to prioritise our children. I'm not saying that. But it does teach you that sometimes it's to your own detriment to a point where it's like, no, like I always say to my mum, I'm like, go out. Like, you've been a mother for all these years.
Yes.
My mum had me young and then had my sister quite old and my brother in the middle. Not old, but like older. So she's literally been a mum like for literally, 30 odd years. Do you know what I mean? And you're just like, but like actually an active mum, like as in like normally people's kids grow up and they get their lives back a bit. But like she's had a little one the minute I moved out, do you know? So like, she's just been constant in that kid stage. And I'm just like, you deserve it more than anyone.
Yeah.
To go away and,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So guys, go on that holiday.
Use it as an excuse. Like just it's do it. Just a reason and an excuse. And what is quite good about the broads, certainly weddings anyway, not so much birthdays, but they do tend to be planned really far in advance, so like it does hopefully make it a little bit more achievable in terms of saving up and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. And the memories as well, usually, you know, they outlast the money. Don't go if you can't afford it, but if you're like umming and ahhing, it will be amazing. Like it will be.
Oh yeah. And so, you know, I've never regretted it, to be fair.
Yeah,
look at me and you. We're like travel agents for J2 holidays or something.
No regrets.
Other travel agents are available. We're not in any way sponsored. Though if you'd like to sponsor us, we would be more than happy.
Please.
On that note, we shall leave you to it. Thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. It's so nice to check in with you guys every week. And of course, we're going to be back again next Tuesday and we'll have our bonus episode on Friday, our extra lippy, extra gossipy.
Woo, yes, we will. And if you do want to get involved in that one, all you need to do is you can email us, contact@looselipspodcast.com, or you can DM us on @thelooselipspodcast or even on our own ones, which is @RobinRichford with a Y and @SophieHRBrown.
And for now, we'll see you on Friday.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.